Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shiur should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mimarazi Sheyuchio, Moshe Ben Shtemres, and Moshe Mordechai. And the schus, Esther Rus, Bas Naomi Sara, Zimu Pagan Ben Ahira. And the schus, Orna Adel, Chayachan Bas Orna Adel. For Shlaim, with Hashem Chol Yisrael, we're going to be learning based on the Torah, on the reign of Rabbeinu, Gaon HaGadol, Rav Avraham Genachovsky Zatzal. It was a maisa, somebody was in the middle of a meal, and he wanted to be motzi, his friend, in benching, and he wanted to continue eating. So how does that work? Can you bench, and then continue eating, bench for someone else, and continue eating? B'pshuto, it's not effective because we paskin. Yerushalmi, brachas, perek aleph, halacha aleph. Somebody who ate should make a bracha. Misha achal hu yivarech. Shetzarech sha mashmiya yischayv v'birchas hamazah. V'lai sagi sha achal koidem kol she'ein birchas hamazah n'oilo lam v'varech atzmai. The mashmiya, the one who's saying Birchas HaMazon, has to be chayv in benching. And it's not sufficient that he ate previously if the lo sagi shachal koidem kol shein Birchas HaMazon o lebarach atzma. It's not sufficient that he ate earlier if the benching does not count for him. If the benching doesn't count for him, then the fact that he ate earlier doesn't help, and he can't be motzi his friend. However, we should be ma'ayin, because according to the Mandel, it's saying tzrichas kavana, so the mashmiya is yotze, and therefore his benching is going to work for the shemaya. And as far as bracha is concerned, we're chayish for the Mandel, it's saying tzrichas kavana, and therefore we say in Shulchan Aruch Tav Peite Sif Dalet, somebody says to his friend, "Yomkach v'kach lomer," we're chayish yotze techov aser, and he can't make the bracha afterwards. If anything be done, it could be that he's yotze, because mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. However, if the shemaya ate kedei sviya, if the Shemaya ate Kedei Sviya and it's Chayav Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah, so then misafek, you should still make a bracha. Why? Because then you're dealing with a safek Torah. If you're dealing with a safek Rabbanan, so you're yotze. If you're dealing with a safek Torah, then maybe then he has to be choshish, and he has to still, the Shemaya still has to bench. However, if the Shemaya only ate a kezayis, so it turns out that his chi was only the Rabbanan, so then he can't make a bracha afterwards. Meaning, once he hears benching from this guy, he's yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Kuf Pei Daled, Shigam ba'ochal kezayis, v'safek im birech, chozer mevarech, kevin dika desavri, dechiv kezayis doiraisa. Even if someone ate a kezayis, and it's a safek, if he made a bracha, he should still bench. Why? Because some say that Chiyuv Kezayis is Daraisa. So Benidon Didan, Yesh Lachush, that we're not Choshish for the Man the Omar. But Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, and he has to make a bracha again, because maybe we're dealing here with the Daraisa. So he has to make the bracha, the Shemaya has to make the bracha Daraisa if the person who isn't being Yotze made the bracha for him. However, Yishlodun, that if this guy intends to continue eating, that's Kavana Hafchis. In other words, if he says explicitly I'm not being Yotze, so certainly Kavana Hafchis. But even if he doesn't have any Kavana and he just intends to continue eating, that's considered Kavana Hafchis. That's considered opposite Kavana. So if somebody says to his friend what the day of the Omer is, so there's no Machshava Soteris Lahedya that explicitly contradicts what he's saying. Shenkein here, So therefore, there he might be yotze. And Shenkin over here, that his das is beferish to eat after he makes the bracha for his friend, says kavana hafchis, and mele it's nothing, and therefore his friend certainly would have to bench again. Because maybe his friend would have to bench again because maybe he's eating his daraisa. And even on the tzad that is even on the tzad that it's only the rabbanon, if this friend only ate, if the shamea only ate a kezayis, but still maybe he's not yotzei because memotzi him, because he had kavan hafchis and he intends to continue eating. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tes if Gimel shekol habrachas im mesupik im birich halal eino mevarich bein lufanei bein lacharei chutz. In all brachas, if a person is misupik, he made the bracha, didn't make the bracha, he does not make the bracha, sai lefaneha, and sai lachareha. Except for benching. Benching misupik, he benches because it's daraisa. So normally, misupik brachas you don't make. But benching you do because it's daraisa. And achir brachas amazin daraisa is dafka if you ate kidei sviya. But if you didn't eat kidei sviya, like we said, it's only the rabbanon. If you're not satisfied, it's only the rabbanon. Nevertheless, writes the Mishnah Berura, shemachay adam, shafila ba'ocha rak kizayis pas. Let's say a person only ate a kizayis of bread. A person only ate the kizayis of bread. Let's say. And he had a suffek if he made a bracha or not. It's a suffek whether or not he benched. It's a royally ari shemayim to wash his hands and make a bracha of hamotzi again and eat a kezayis in order that he can bench. So if he's mesupik, if he benched on a kezayis, a yari shemayim should eat another kezayis and bench. And the answer is because there are poskim, like we said before, who hold that a kezayis is chayv min haTorah. V'yesh ladun b'hai dina b'kama anpe. There are a number of ways to angles on this halacha of suffik in birch birchas hamazin. Number one, sarachiyim. There I have a sfeik sfeika de patrim birchas hamazin. What's the sfeik sfeika? That he's patr. Maybe we require kedei sviya. In order to be chayiv to bench misafik, and he didn't need kedei sviya, and he didn't require kedei sviya, maybe he already made the bracha. Maybe he already benched, so it's a sveik sveika. Now, you might say that it's not a sveik sveika because these two sveikas don't come at the same time. First there was the eating and then there was the benching. However, we see that in B'chai Gavin we say sveik sveika because if a woman's misupekas, if she made a bracha, Rabbi Kiveya writes, the brother of Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Pei Vav, Sitkot and Gimel, that she's patur because of sveik sveika. Sufek Yisha Ptura from benching and sufek that she already benched. She should make the bracha again. She should bench. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim Kufayin Tes, Sif Aleph, Das Rabbeinu Yoina, She'af al pi, She'silek yadu milechol, even if a person stopped eating, literally he removed his hand from eating, even if they removed the table, and he said, Havlam b'nevarech, let's bench. If he wants to continue eating, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Because as long as he hasn't done mayim achroinim, he hasn't completely been mistalik from the achila, and his eye has a chadas. So the kash is asked, so benidon didon, the suffering of birch brachas hamazon, why do we say the yari shemayim, shemei kamotzi again and eat a kezayis? And it's sad that he didn't bench, he's patur for making hamotzi. So how does he make Hamotzi Misafik? And it's sad that he didn't bench. He did, as long as he didn't watch Mayim Achronim, he doesn't have to make another Hamotzi. So the Teretz is given that the Din of Rabbeinu Yoin is Dafka. This only applies where you eat afterwards, showing that you were never Mesiach Das in the first place. But if you're eating out Suffolk, that doesn't show that you didn't have a Hesach Das. Because the only reason you're eating is to be outside day Suffolk Birch Zamazim. Maybe you really were Mesiach Das. Now, if someone is Mevarich and Lo Eskavin Latzi Sidei Chovaso, someone made a bracha and he didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze, V'choshe Shlein Yibracha D'Rabbanon, the man d'Amar D'Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichus Kavanah, V'choshe is the opinion that Mitzvahs don't require Kavanah to be Yotze, and therefore you don't make a bracha again. If you make a bracha, you ended up Kavanah to be Yotze the bracha, you're supposed to have Kavanah, be Yotze the Mitzvah D'Rabbanon making a bracha. But if you don't have Kavanah, we're choshes the opinion that you don't need kavanah, you don't make the bracha again. So mayate yesh ladun, if somebody had a kazayis, why don't we say that we're choshes for the shittas that a person is chayiv the birkas hamazon midai raisa? And if so, if he benched, then he didn't have kavana. We're not choshish for the man the Omar. Shemitzu Saint Tzrich is kavana. Because we can be choshish for the shittas that Pirch Samazin is Doraisa. And this person probably didn't have kavana when he made the bracha the first time. So therefore, we are not choshish for the mandamer mitzvah saying tzrichus kavana, because we're on the adoraisa level, and therefore we should bench again. However, it's not mukhruch. You could say we're not choshish for the tzadei brichas amazin's adoraisa if it's only kazais. Now, in the tshuvas of the Ksav Sofer, in Arachaim and Simon Lamed, he writes that if somebody's mesupik, if he ate bread, and if he ate, it was Kedei Sviya, he's potter from benching. In other words, he's Mesubik if he B'chlal ate. But if he ate, it was Kedei Sviya. He's potter. Why? Because he has a Cheskas Ptur. He has a Chazaka that he's potter. And since he's Mesubik, if he actually ate bread, so he stays with his Cheskas Ptur. And so writes the Heilige Tzlach in Brachas. Aber yesh la'ayin b'zeh. We find a chazaka when you're dealing with a change in an object. The object didn't change. But here, we're mesupik if he's mischayv b'mitzvah, why would we be mamed al chazaka? For example, somebody's mesupik if you bought karka or not. Only if you have karka, you're chayv in korban pesach. So yesh leimar, shechayv korban pesach misafik. Why? Who says there's a cheskus p'tur in mitzvahs? There's a raya that the and therefore he should, if he's mesupik, if he bought karka, he has to bring the korban pesach. Now there's a raya that the Rishonim write, Rashba in the Taras Habayis, Bayis Dalet Shnar Aleph, Ran Kiddushin Sof Perak Aleph, that according to the sheet of the Rambam, the Surah B 18:17, Tumas Meis 9:12. Rosharab Satuma 16:1 Void Midai Raisa, we go as fake as the Kula. This is Midai Raisa. And according to the Rambam, that Midai Raisa, we go as fake as the Kula. Right, Safik Da Raisa, Minator is the Kula. So b'safik, even with heavy carbon pesach, he's going to be pater. And according to this, they ask a kasha in the Rambam from the Sugya in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. That the Gemara brings a raya that you go after the roof from Karban Pesach. That we're not choishes it was a treifa because you can't check it. So it must be a file of the roof, but according to the Rambam, there's no raya. He's yotzei de chavasim misafik. Mitaraisi you go misfechus lekula. So that's why you're putter, not because you follow a roof. The kapan in the kasha is how are you going to daraisi lekula? Harei ikar cheskas chiyuv. It's still a cheskas chiyuv that he's chiving the daraisa. So how do you go lekula, and daraisis? So it must be that we don't follow chazakas b'mitzvahs. And that's how you're putter. Misafik. Now, ish la'ayin, sharei b'gemara b'chulin, we say, we bring a raya like we said, that you follow a rov from Korban Pesach, maybe the animal was a treif. And the gemara is doicha, no. We could say that you check the animal, even though you're not allowed to be shaver and etzim. So you could check al yidei esh, and then the Gemara brings a raya from Maka Ovi Vimoi that he's chayav misa. Maybe it's not his father, maybe the mother was mizani. So it's a raya that we go the father roiv, and roiv bilois acharabal. In the mele, you assume it's you follow the roiv. You assume that your father is your father. For ketosvis, the Gemara could have been doche. No, shiny hasim does lina baser cheskas kashrus. You follow the cheskas, it's not because you follow a roif. You follow cheskas kashrus, that the woman has a cheskas kashrus, that she wasn't mizana. She's a cheskas tzedekas. Answers the Taisis HaRosh, that we can say that there's a different chazaka against her. Now, that you don't say cheskas tzedekas. What's that chazaka? The adraba, ha-meid ha-makeb cheskas tzedek. Bimami demaka, the child becheskes tzaddik, that he didn't hit his father. And therefore it's not his father. Because he's a cheskes tzaddik that he didn't strike his father, so assume it's not his father. So what does the Tos HaRosh mean? L'chaira, Kavanas HaTos HaRosh, that the maka is a cheskes p'tur, that he's p'tur mimisa. Because you can't say a cheskes tzaddik, he thinks it is his father. Since he thinks it is his father, you can't say he's a cheskas tzaddik, but he's a cheskas p'tur. So we see that such a thing as a cheskas p'tur, v'im kein raya, l'ksav sofer. But the ksav sofer says that there's a cheskas p'tur, if a person is subik if he ate bread, that he's patur b'rechus ha-mazon, because it's a cheskas p'tur. So you see from it's a cheskas p'tur, that this child is a cheskas, that he's patur. However, may be by mitzvahs, here we're dealing with a mitzvah, by benching. Maybe by mitzvahs, there are no chazakas. But here we're talking about a person being chayav misa, or pater mi misa, maybe there are chazakas. So this is a big topic of cheskas p'tur. All right, so we have a lot more to say, my rabbi say. So please stay tuned for more, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.